Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say, the talking down to women,
right,
and being dismissive of them. Nobody looks, no man ever looks good when they do that. It's never a good look. You know, even if you think you're being funny, even if you think you're right and they're wrong, it's just not a good look. It's something, frankly, that we talked about heading into the presidential debates last year when Donald Trump was going to be debating Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Like, it was very easy to go after little Marco and
name call these people, right?
Ted and all of that. But, you know, you start to walk a tightrope when you talk that way aggressively to women. And I thought that that might hurt him. Clearly, I was wrong. It didn't hurt him at all. He's now the president of the United States. But that, I think, being mostly an exception to the rule, you just don't. You don't, and I'm not trying to pretend that I'm perfect.
No,
like I've never talked down to a woman in a way that that didn't, you know, make me look good.
No.
I've also talked down to men, but like whatever. I just, when I'm talking about these things,
yeah.
I never want to come across like I say and do the right things all the time. I do not. There are things I say and do all the time that I'd be embarrassed if they were caught on camera.
Yeah.
But LeVar's always got a camera in his face, and so he has to be aware of that. And I just don't think he benefits in any way from this, other than he is in the headlines again. And if that is your sole purpose, well, then mission accomplished.
Gary Parrish is on with us from Las Vegas, of course, the host of this show, weekdays 4 to 6. And a couple more questions on LeVar. We'll take a break, and I've got some other basketball questions to ask you. But two more things on LeVar. The first one I wanted to ask is a follow-up to a column I read from Myron Medcalf, and he wrote that kids say he's the best and he keeps it real, like he's this great coach. Besides the circus stuff, can he coach? Can he coach basketball? Can LeVar Ball coach?
Oh, if you watch the big ballers play, you wouldn't say that's a well-coached team. It looks like Bo Ryan coaches them.
Right.
But they play a style unique to them. You know, they don't always get back on defense. They are always trying to shoot early in the clock. They're happy to take a million threes a game. They are pushing the pace. It's the way they play. And you can't say it doesn't work. Like, it might not work at the collegiate level or the professional level, but it has been wildly successful for them, you know, strictly as a high school basketball team. They won a state championship doing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, can he coach? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be anything more than the coach of the big ballers, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's basically. I mean, but I see his players chucking from, like, right over half court. It's really strange to watch.
But his ability to coach or not coach, there's a whole bunch of guys working this summer circuit who can't coach. And there's a whole bunch of guys who can. You know, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. But that's all, pretty beside the point. The point that I think Myron made well and accurately is that he's a star, and a star in the eyes of basketball teenagers all over this country. I told the story, I believe, a couple of days ago, or maybe yesterday, but it's worth repeating given the context of this conversation. You know, when LeVar walked into the building on Wednesday night, he was sort of shuffled upstairs away from the craziness, and then Adidas officials blocked the stairs. They didn't want anybody not with the big ballers coming upstairs. But this one kid, class of 2019 prospect from Indiana, who's like a real prospect, like top 150 player in the country, he sort of sneaks by them. And I was already up there. Yeah. Like I was with LeVar. And so one of the kid's teammates looks at him and says, "Yo, man, where are you going?"
Right.
And he looked back and he said, "I got to go see LeVar, G." And so you've got this 16-year-old kid who just wanted to.
And he's a top 100 player on a different team.
Yeah, he's from Indiana. He just wanted to lay his eyes on LeVar Ball because, like, that's LeVar Ball.
Sure.
And, like, he resonates with those kids. They think he's funny. They think he's awesome. They think he's, entertaining. And he is all of those things in certain ways. And so, you know, I don't think he has any ambition to build the big baller team into something other than just neighborhood kids from Chino Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wanted to, like if he decided I'm going to start recruiting people to play with LaMelo as soon as next spring on this big baller, and then we're going to go on the circuit and try to be the best team in the country, he would be wildly successful at that because kids are attracted to him. Adults are too. Like, I can't tell you how many grown people I watched ask LeVar if he would take selfies with them yesterday. Like, I saw John Calipari walking around yesterday. Nobody was asking if they could take a selfie with John Calipari.
Sure.
I saw Bill Self walking around yesterday. Nobody was asking Bill, you know, hey, Coach Self, can I take a selfie real quick? LeVar Ball was taking pictures of people 20 minutes.
Right.
And so when he is in the gym, and I know this might sound weird, but it is 100% true. When LeVar Ball's in the gym, he's the biggest star in the gym, and it doesn't matter who else is there. It doesn't matter if Damian Lillard's in the gym. It doesn't matter if Andrew Wiggins is in the gym. It doesn't matter if Lonzo's in the gym. And I say those three because they were all here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if Cal or Self or Roy Williams or Coach K. When LeVar Ball's in the gym, he is the one most people are attracted to. He's the one they're pointing at. He's the one they're trying to get pictures of. And the idea that that is a true statement is pretty remarkable, given that, you know, basically a year ago he was mostly unknown to people outside of the hardcore basketball world.
You brought up Calipari being there and him kind of, you know, being overshadowed, at least from a selfie standpoint, by LeVar Ball. Some of these Division I coaches, it seems like they can coach, obviously, but a guy like John Calipari, there's a little bit of LeVar Ball in John Calipari. What I mean by there's some celebrity stuff that goes on that these kids that they're trying to recruit probably is important to the job. Is it not, Gary?
Oh, sure. I mean, John's a great marketer and a brilliant in the way that he's able to,
like, self-marketing and all that stuff.
Yeah, to frame himself and frame his program and create attention whenever he needs to create attention. Like, I don't think that it's an apples to apples comparison, LeVar Ball to John Calipari, but if your point is that they're both extremely ambitious humans who are very good at what they've decided to do with their lives and have accomplished, amazing things that most people thought were impossible. Well, certainly, LeVar Ball and John Calipari, they have that in common, no doubt.
Okay, we're talking with Gary Parrish. We're going to take a break, Gary, and come back. I want to ask you about the number one recruit in this upcoming class that may reclassify, at least, and a couple other college basketball questions. That's next with Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, heard on 680 AM all around the Mid-South, and in Collierville, Arlington, Millington, West Tennessee, and East Arkansas. Memphis's sports station, 92.9.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger, with low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and click list to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere, so you get more for less. Kroger.
Red, white, or black seedless grapes are 99 cents a pound, and select Heritage Farm chicken is 88 cents a pound. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hi, folks. Good news from Sunrise Chevy in Collierville. Sunrise took additional inventory for the spring market. Now Sunrise must sell 500 new and used cars and trucks to make room for Chevys on the way. Huge discounts of 0% financing or a GM will provide up to $5,000 cash down. Shop and compare hundreds of new Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs all under one roof. And don't forget a $5 million used car inventory. If your car needs body work, bring it to Sunrise. We work on all makes and models. If your Chevy needs service, bring it to Sunrise no matter where you bought it. Find new roads at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston Levy in Collierville.
Online at sunrisememphis.com. Springtime in the Mid-South, and it's crappie fishing time. Counts Marine has it all. Huge selection of fishing boats by Crestliner, War Eagle, and Well Built, and fishing pontoons by Apex and Lowe. Counts Parts and Service Department is here to help and answer any questions. Counts Marine, 1919 Watson Street, Memphis. Learn more at CountsMarine.com. 1919 Watson Street, I-240 in Gitwell. Serving Memphis since 1972. Counts Marine.
From turf guys perfecting the field to equipment managers fine-tuning the gear to Papa John's pizza makers hand-slicing peppers and onions, everyone's doing their part to make your game day better. Now get two medium two-topping Papa John's pizzas for just $6.99 each and add four 20-ounce Pepsi Cola products for just $5 at Papa John's, the official pizza sponsor of the NFL.
Limited time offer. Purchase of two pizzas required. Not valid with any of the coupons or discounts. Prices, participation, delivery area charges may vary. Additional toppings and taxes extra. All beverage-related trademarks are under Pepsi Cola.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins joins us at around 5:25. We're going to talk about Memphis football, which is getting ready to start. They've got camp this week. And on the line now, it's Gary Parish. Gary with CBSSports.com, live in Las Vegas to cover summer hoops. We were talking about this kid who was at USC the other day doing a recruiting visit with Andy Enfield. His name's Marvin Bagley III. He has two brothers. And I was interested in this story, Gary, because his two brothers went with him on the visit. And then afterwards, his dad tweeted a picture of all three brothers. And he said that all three brothers were offered scholarships by Andy Enfield during the visit. Is this normal? Is this the new thing that's going to start happening if you're like a number one recruit?
I mean, it's sort of lame in my eyes. Like, whatever. It's certainly been done before.
Sure.
I mean, you've heard stories about, you know, Josh Pastner, you know, offering a scholarship to, you know, when, let's say, a famous basketball player has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Pastner would be like, hey, just wonder, he's got a, you know, scholarship offer from Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
You know, whenever he's ready, class right. of, you know, 2000, you know, the 35 or whatever. And so there's nothing unique about Andy Enfield doing that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's all so silly. Yeah. USC is not actually offering a scholarship to a 7-year-old. But, I mean, it's binding in no way whatsoever.
Yeah.
And yet it might be effective.
Yeah.
Because just as stupid, you know, regardless of whether I think it's stupid and silly and cliche and pointless, it's not pointless because of the reason you mentioned. The father mm-hmm. tweeted a picture of Andy Enfield and his three sons and said all three. And for people who don't know, his
right.
son, the oldest, is Marvin Bagley III,
mm-hmm.
who is the consensus number one prospect in the class of 2018. He's the best high school prospect in the world. He is trying to reclassify right now, graduate early so that he can play college basketball this season and then also be in next year's NBA draft. And if he's in next year's NBA draft, he will be the number one pick in next year's NBA draft.
So he's still working on reclassifying then right
yes,
now?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And if he's not
mm-hmm.
able to do that,
right.
then he'll be the number one pick in the 2019
okay.
NBA draft. But he's a future number one pick. He's awesome. Not all players who are hyped are worthy of their hype.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Bagley is. And so, you know, the father tweets a picture of Marvin Bagley and his two little brothers and says, and Andy Enfield's in the picture, and it says all three were offered today by USC, and like I'm a proud dad or whatever.
Right.
So it registered with the father. You know, they had just went to Duke last weekend.
Right.
And there were no Instagram posts about the visit to Duke. Now, I'm not saying that means anything. I'm just saying, you know, if Andy Enfield's goal was to try to create if nothing else, a smile from the father,
mm-hmm.
well, that got it done. And so my initial reaction was, this is stupid.
Right.
And also unoriginal. But, like, it worked.
Yeah.
To some degree, it worked. And so do what you got to do. That's what I've always thought when it comes to recruiting. Do what you got to do. And so USC is doing what it has to do.
Outside of the Ball family, there's this player who apparently is the number one recruit in the 2018 class, is it 2018 Zion Williamson is in?
He's the number two player in the class behind Marvin Bagley.
So he's behind Marvin Bagley. The clips on this guy, because the first thing you see on Twitter is like, you know, clips of him dunking, and during the pregame warm-up, Zion Williamson is doing 360 dunks. Like, he looks amazing. Is he as amazing as like all these clips that we're seeing? Or I mean, I saw Steele during the game against the Ball family where he like, you know, pulls up and he's dunking on him, and it just looks amazing.
Yeah, he's a better dunker than a player, I think.
Yeah, that's what, that's what I was thinking.
He is a uniquely gifted athlete. He's, you know, being recruited by all the big boys, Kansas, mm-hmm. Kentucky, and he'll end up at one of those schools, I'm certain. But whereas I'm certain Marvin Bagley is going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he plays in college, star immediately. When he goes to the NBA, like I think he's a future Hall of Famer, barring injuries. I mean,
right.
he's a special, special talent, one of the best talents to come out of high school in recent years. I don't know that I see that with Zion. I mean, he'll be in the NBA. He'll be a one-and-done guy in the NBA. But when you watch him, it's weird because I think I mentioned this yesterday. He looks like a traditional, like, undersized power forward. Like, Memphis fans might remember Omar Sneed or Chris Massey, like these guys who not nearly as big as Chris Massey, but my point being, like, he doesn't look like an athletic wing. He's
bulky looking, yeah.
I mean, bordering on, like, kind of fat.
Yeah, you know? Almost like, fat, right.
You go, well, this guy doesn't look like an athlete at all. Like, when he's walking around, he doesn't look like an athlete at all. He looks like a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's the most athletic guy on the court. Like, he's dunking on everybody. I mean, he's got more than 1 million followers on Instagram because of the way he dunks. He's got more millions and millions of views on YouTube connected to his dunks. And so, listen, you know, he could turn into the next great thing. And he is a consensus top two or three recruit in the country. But I don't know if he's a great basketball player. And so I could see a situation where he gets into college and maybe struggles with basketball a little bit. Or he certainly gets into the NBA and struggles with basketball a little bit. But he's also like 17 years old, so let's give him time. But, you know, some people the other day tried to debate, like, is Zion really the number one player in the class, not Marvin Bagley? And to me, that's comical. Like, there are often debates about who's the best player in a class.
Right.
You know, back in 2007, you know, is it O.J. Mayo or Derrick Rose or Kevin Love or Eric Gordon or whomever? Last year, 2000, well, or this year, depending on how you look at it, the 2017 class, you know, was it DeAndre Ayton or Michael Porter? Like, there are sometimes reasonable debates. There's nothing reasonable about this one. Like, Marvin Bagley is significantly a better prospect than anybody in high school right now. And I don't think it's close at all. I think Zion's good, but I don't think he's in Bagley's class.
Gary is covering Adidas summer basketball in Las Vegas. A couple more things, and then we'll let you go, Gary. The last thing on college hoops is I want to ask you about this Mitchell Robinson. You wrote he's the five-star freshman at Western Kentucky. He enrolled, was taking classes, was doing workouts, and then left the school. This is strange. Just left, you wrote in your column today. I mean, this is like we've been talking a little bit more than we usually would talk about Western Kentucky this season because of this amazing class that Stansberry's got there. But why is this kid leaving school? Or why didn't he show up today, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird situation, right? A consensus top 10 player in America, McDonald's All-American, is the highest rated recruit to enroll at a Conference USA school, I believe, since, I don't know, Adonis Thomas, maybe. He was projected to be the first one-and-done lottery pick to come out of Conference USA since Tyreek Evans left Memphis in 2009. I mean, he's an awesome, awesome prospect. And so he ends up at Western Kentucky, which obviously raises some eyebrows, right? I mean, this is somebody who could have gone anywhere
strange,
in the country, and he ends up at Western Kentucky. It's unusual.
Yeah.
And you can raise your eyebrows if you want to. I won't tell you to stop. But the connection was, or at least one of the connections, I should say, was that his godfather, Shimon Williams, was hired by Rick Stansberry to be on staff at Western Kentucky. Well, earlier this month, or last month, Shimon Williams left with staff at Western Kentucky, at which point everybody started to wonder, okay, is the Mitchell Robinson thing going to fall apart? But then he actually enrolled in school 2 weeks ago, and he's been in classes, and he's been working out. And so, you know, I talked to somebody connected to the program this morning, and they said that he was at workout Wednesday. Everything was fine. He's been a good student. Everything's been fine. And then he didn't show up for a workout yesterday afternoon, at which point, you know, the Western Kentucky staff's like texting him, calling him, and they can't get any response. They go to his dorm, and the room has been completely cleaned out. Like, none of his stuff's there anymore. And, you know, as of, you know, a couple of hours ago, they had not talked to him or his mother. They were getting no reaction. And so who knows where this thing is going, but it doesn't look good for Western Kentucky. It doesn't look good for Conference USA. Now, if he would have made this decision 3 weeks ago to not go to Western Kentucky.
Right, and not enroll. Right.
And never enroll.
Right, don't take a class.
He could have gone somewhere else.
That's what I was going
to
ask
They would have needed Western Kentucky to release him from the letter of intent. But, you know, most times when you ask to be released, the school does release you, at least now, because the public backlash is so strong.
Right.
So he could have done that and then tried to go to Kentucky or Kansas or LSU or anywhere he wanted to go.
Right.
Now he's been a student at Western Kentucky, which means his options for playing college basketball this year are limited to Western Kentucky unless he were to go to another school and then, you know, apply for a waiver that the NCAA would need to grant, but that also is unlikely to be granted. And so the most likely scenario, it looks like right now, is that he's going to try to go overseas and play a year of professional basketball, make a paycheck, and then enter the 2018 NBA draft. But either way, just a bizarre
crazy
story.
Very
you know,
strange.
You don't usually hear about top 10 recruits
right
enrolling in school and then just disappearing, but that is what has happened today.
Real quick before we let you go, we've got Gary in Las Vegas. You do this trip every year, and it's been a busy year because of the LeVar Ball family. It seems like a little different this year with that. What's Vegas like? You did Topgolf? Is it, did you knock some balls yesterday or today?
Yeah, we went to Topgolf last night. We got out of the gym late and then went over to Topgolf. But, you know, here in Vegas, it stays open until 2 a.m.
Love that.
So like, you know, yeah, you can be there. You know, you can show up at, you know, 11:30 and get 2 good hours in. And it's always fun. Like, I don't know that we'll ever get one in Memphis. I don't know that it would flourish in Memphis.
Yeah.
But it is it's a hell of a good time. I mean, it's a party, but you know, you're also playing golf and just the best aspects of golf. Like the things everybody hates about golf is like, you know, hitting out of the rough and losing balls and, you know, putting because you're probably going to 3 or 4 putts,
sure,
you know, when you should be 2 putting, that's all the frustrating parts. You know, at Topgolf, you're not doing any of that.
Right.
You're putting a ball on a tee and you're aiming at a target or just knocking the hell out of it, whatever you want to do. And, you know, then you've got a bay waitress who is typically a nice-looking
attractive
woman.
Sure, yeah. Especially in Las Vegas. I would expect nothing less.
Who's wearing a bikini top and shorts.
Right. Yeah.
And you've got music, you've got TVs, you've got a full bar, you've got the food is, like, not just your typical bar food. It's, like, quality food. And they've got a pool there, so there's a pool party going on all night.
Perfect.
They've got cornhole sets, so there's that going on everywhere. There's a club. There's a dance floor. There's a live band playing. That's just it's like you're at a party, but you're also playing golf. And so, yeah, we were there to like 1:30 last night. We had a good time. It's something we now do every time we come to Vegas. Like even people who don't golf all the time, like still have fun doing it. And it's also like, you know, awesome for dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were going on a date, it seemed like a good time. There was the people next to us last night were very clearly 2 young people, you know, on a date. And so, it's a party. You know, there's a lot of parties out here and a lot of stuff to get into. But
that's
I would encourage anybody to try it if they're in the general vicinity of one.
I've been to the Topgolf in Chicago. They don't have a bikini pool party. It was a little.
That's too bad.
I know. It was kind of lame, honestly. I just had to hit balls and have fun with my son. But I do love it. I think it's better than, frankly, I like it better than going to an 18-hole golf course because the bartender is right there, you know. The ball.
No, in a lot of ways, it's more fun than golf. I like playing golf because to me that's more competitive and the goal is a little more simple. You know, here you're aiming at all sorts of different targets and the scoring system is not easy to figure out. But
I didn't know how to do it, but
you don't know exactly what you need to do on this shot to be able to overcome a 14-point deficit, whereas you know, if you're going into 18 down one, you know exactly what you need to do to push it to an extra hole. So you know, I prefer 18 holes to Top Golf, but I might be in the minority there. And either way, they're both a lot of fun.
Gary, thanks for your reports this week. I know you did a lot of time for us on the phone, and you've been working overtime there in Vegas. And safe travels, my friend. Don't do anything I would do or not do out there, I guess. I don't know. Have fun. How many more days you got? What do you got, another night there?
A couple more days. I'll be home Sunday.
You got plenty of time to get into it. So
I guess I do. I will try not to do anything you would or would not do, Brad. That's good advice.
Either way, we'll see you Monday, man.
I'll see you later. Right. Bye.
Gary Parrish from Las Vegas, and we'll catch up with Gary. He's back with us Monday at 4 o'clock. Come back, we'll get Jeff Calkins on the line. Jeff is traveling around, and he's been covering Memphis Tigers football. They are back. They are in training camp, and we'll actually talk about Memphis football next on the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses by Michael Zenner is where you're always going to find everything priced 50% to 80% off retail store prices. They don't have sales because they're always less expensive than retail anyway. We're talking about an authorized CERTA dealer that sells brand new factory seconds, overstocks, and discontinued models at factory direct pricing. One store and one owner. That store is located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue in Bartlett next to Hollywood Feet. And the owner, his name's Michael Zenner. You can reach him directly at 901-359-1040. Been selling mattresses in the Memphis this area for nearly 17 years. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the Memphis area each of the past 2 years, your winner, it was Sleepy Z's Mattresses by Michael Zauner. They also sell furniture, though. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home, you can get it at Sleepy Z's. And when you buy anything at Sleepy Z's, mattress or furniture, mention my name, Gary Parrish, you will get an additional 10% off your furniture purchase. So call them. 901-359-1040. 901-359-1040. That's Sleepy Z's on the web. SleepyZZZS.com.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one, and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New internet plus with upgrade to blast internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Steven Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. They are an engagement and wedding ring specialist that can do anything, including custom design rings. They also have a huge selection of rings in stock and an incredible variety of earrings, right-hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. One thing you can count on at Platinum Jewelers is that they will work with any budget and hook you up at a fraction of the price of national chains. When you go in, you'll feel comfortable. There's no pressure. Just tell them what you're thinking about spending, what your girl likes, or bring her with you to brainstorm some ideas. I'm telling you, they are the best at putting together what she wants. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy. Platinum Jewelers, two locations in the area, one in East Memphis at Poplar and Perkins Extended, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or visit anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Super Weekend Sales sizzles with 30 to 75% savings, plus an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's Carter Savings Pass. Men's Levi's jeans, polos, shorts, $19.99 to $49.99. Junior styles, 25 to 40% off. Steve Madden and Betsy Johnson backpacks, 25% off. Select luggage, 50% off, plus a $50 mail-in Macy's gift card. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Gift card details in store.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll return with confidence. The confidence to write a paper on the French Revolution in French. The confidence to conjugate the verb forsake in front of the whole class. Get everything they need for less at Staples. And now Texas Instruments TI-84CE color screen graphing calculators are just $89.99, a savings of $60. Staples, it's pro time. $89.99 in-store only. Limit 2 per customer. Ends 8/5/17.
Hungry? But what if you were enjoying ribs smothered in a whiskey glaze with meat so tender it just falls off the bone? Or juicy, melt-in-your-mouth brisket paired with smoked brisket sausage? These hard-to-master summer favorites are waiting for you at Logan's Roadhouse for a limited time. Try our new summer cookout menu. Slow-cooked to perfection on Logan's signature wood-fire grill. Now that's a barbecue-loving, peanut-cracking, grilling good time. Logan's Roadhouse. The grill is on, and we got a seat waiting for you.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's been a day for me.
Yep, yeah. It's Brad Carson sitting in the big chair, the A chair for Gary Parrish, Gary in Las Vegas, and thanks to him for joining us those last two segments. Also, thanks to USA Today's Dan Wolken. We are joined now live in person by the one and only Jeff Calkins. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
I'm good. So you, like me, with Memphis getting into camp now, are probably also gearing up for back to school, I imagine. Are you doing back to school shopping since it's tax-free weekend?
No, you know, one of the interesting things about having older kids
yes.
is that is less of a thing. Like, I hate back-to-school shopping. It is one of the things, like, that list of things that you need, these three notebooks mm-hmm. and these four, you know, Kleenex boxes and these three, like, I hate that.
No,
that
yeah.
is, I hate it. In fact, at campus school where my kids went to school, elementary school, mm-hmm. you could just pay whatever it was, $160, and you get a box
oh.
that had all the stuff. And that was better. But as a, like, once your kids get into high school, mm-hmm. it's not really the same. You know, it's,
yeah.
it's, they, you go and they get some notebooks. They're like, but there's not a prescribed list of they need these particular things or they don't, you know.
Yes.
I mean, they might need some shirts because they, you know, the shirts are a little ratty after last year or something
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a very different experience than classic back-to-school shopping for elementary school kids like you have.
Well, and I think there are some exceptions. Most people have to go out. You get the three-ring binder. You get the whatever. Like, there's required stuff. You go to the store. There are exceptions. Of course, a lot of private schools, there's the, like you said, campus school. I think Christian Brothers, you pay whatever, or it's just part of the tuition, which, by the way, you pay handsomely for, and it just,
right.
it's in your locker when you
clear.
Show up.
Campus school is a public school.
Oh, okay. I beg your pardon.
Campus school is a public school.
Okay.
It's a Memphis City school.
Ah.
But they, but that's they let you can pay for the
that's good.
For the stuff.
Well, then another reason to go there.
And but I hated that. I yeah. actually hated after. I mean, yeah, just awful.
Yeah.
Now the kids go the first day. They're in high school. Like, both my one's in college and two are in high school. And so they go the first day, and the teachers tell them what they need, and they go get a few notebooks and whatever, and then away they go. It's really very. It is not nearly the painful experience. In fact, two of the great things about school for me now. That I have kids that can drive,
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
so
nice.
I never have to take my kids to school again.
Yeah,
and like that's you know, and not
gone.
Only that, I
yeah.
have to take them to activity. Like, so the whole taxi thing is gone.
Yeah,
and then the other thing that's gone is that lots of things I love about Lausanne since we switched to Lausanne. But
yeah.
one of the things is everybody eats in the cafeteria at Lausanne. They don't
oh,
bring their
very
lunches,
nice.
And so. What do you spend your time doing when you're a parent and you have little kids? You're taking them out, you're schlepping them
yeah.
around everywhere, or you're making them lunches.
Yes,
you know? And
constantly.
So now I don't make lunches and I don't drive them to school.
Jeff, what is this thing they have to do? They have to eat constantly. Like, my wife is, when she's not working and she's at home, she's making some sort of sandwich that's constant. It's like, why do you have to need stuff all the time, you know?
Right.
Why
so,
are you alive?
Kids are a lot of work.
They are.
They're
man.
A lot of work. They're a lot of money.
Wear me out.
They are great joy and
yes.
all of that.
Yes.
I think we've got two. We have two more weeks before school begins.
Yeah, it's close.
So it is close, which is also stupid. I still don't understand why. I still don't understand why in the South,
mm-hmm.
the hottest part of the country, it feels like, the muggiest certainly, they go to school in August. And, you know, whereas in the North,
yeah.
they don't go to school till after Labor Day.
I love it. I get you. With air conditioning, now I realize there are some air-conditioned challenge schools we still have, believe it or not. But in general, we do have air conditioning. But my point is, I do like here in the South is something they didn't do in the Midwest when I was growing up, which is they have this beautiful break, 1 week. In October, and then this pretty large collegiate-like break in December, and then another built-in spring break. So you get these wonderful sort of,
yeah,
you know.
But the other difference is, though, is that, honestly, to me, the biggest difference, it seems to me, is that in the North,
mm-hmm.
school goes through June, and
yeah,
it starts.
Which I hate
September
that.
Here.
I hate it going late.
But it's not late. It depends on what's
oh.
relative.
Well, they're done
it's
a week before Memorial Day
start.
Here. Yeah.
It's all relative to when you start. I would rather start in September and go through June than start in the middle of frickin' summer in August and go through May.
Well, I would rather sweat my balls off early and then get out of school early, Jeff. We're just going to have to disagree on this, okay?
That's fine. We can disagree.
There you go. Jeff Calkins, the CA, is up and running at commercialappeal.com. A really terrific column, I thought, today to kick off football, Memphis football. There's excitement. There's 34 days until first game against the powerful Louisiana Monroe, whatever they are, and then some real football starts because we have UCF on September 9th, and then the big game, of course, UCLA. Although you said UCF, I guess, is a pretty good team this year. Is that true?
UCF is a much better team, was a vastly improved team last year. They play UCF on the road. And to me, that's a game that, it's right before the Ole Miss game, and the UCLA game.
Yeah.
And that's a game that I think is very similar to the Bowling Green game 2 years ago, that it's a game of some peril that they could lose that would take a lot of the air out of the balloon. But, we're getting started. In fact, if you go to commercialfield.com, I think right now I actually have two columns up, one just about the general excitement surrounding Memphis football, which is striking to me, and the feeling of joy that we now associate with that program. And then I have a second column, the Sunday column. We now put the columns that go in the Sunday paper, a lot of those go online Friday. And I have a column about Jackson Dillon, which is also up over at commercialfield.com.
I want to talk about Jackson Dillon, but first I want to kind of portray how my family situation is. Not that you need to know everything about my family, as you know, my wife went to Mississippi State. We go to Mississippi State games, and I have fun doing that whole SEC experience, and I know you're familiar with it, having covered Ole Miss and Mississippi State. My point is, there are fans like me, I think, that are two-part fans. In other words, like, I love the fact that Memphis is fantastic at football, and I get into the whole thing, and I think I want to have my cake and eat it too. And it sounds like I do get the sense that there are many fans like me who are reading your columns, who are excited about Memphis football. They might even be fans of, hell, not Ole Miss and Memphis, but maybe Mississippi State, maybe probably not Tennessee, but am I rare?
No, it's an interesting thing you say. I mean, I think by and large at the University of Memphis generally, whether it's the college basketball team or the college football team, you have lots of people in the city who pull for them as a second team.
Yeah, like a secondary team, right.
Even particularly with Memphis basketball. They might have been Tennessee football fans and Memphis basketball fans or whatever back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. And they pull for them as a second team largely because it's sort of the local football team. We don't have an NFL team here. Mm-hmm. And you get to know them because they're heavily covered. And so I think people do pull for them. It's funny what you said, not necessarily Ole Miss, because I do think that maybe it's the proximity of Ole Miss to Memphis. I think there's less overlap there. Like, I think maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think that's true.
I think a Mississippi State fan or a Tennessee fan or an Arkansas fan or an Alabama fan who lives in Memphis might be more inclined to also like Memphis than an Ole Miss fan who lives in Memphis who might be more in time to call Memphis Tiger High.
I think that's true. I think the proximity to Ole Miss being basically an hour or so, you've got 2.5 to Mississippi State. Like, I have good friends that are Mississippi State fans, and almost all of them pull from Memphis. And I think it's because of two things. One, they're used to them being terrible. So it's sort of like, you go if there's a big game or they happen to play Ole Miss or they're playing your team. But now that they're good even, you go for the party, right? Like, the party aspect is because there's more of a party now that they're good, right?
Right, and the other thing is, I think, is that because Ole Miss plays Memphis more, and honestly, a lot of Ole Miss fans don't want to play Memphis.
Right, yeah.
That's another reason that they have this sort of derision. I'm speaking in vast
generalities. That is a generality, sure.
Derision for Memphis, but by and large, as a Memphian and as a citizen of the community, I think it's fun to see what has happened. It's just one of the fun things that we now have in the city. The zoo, like the Redbird, like Shelby Farms, like it's a fun place to be, and there is a great sense of joy and momentum, I think, with that football program, and that's fun.
And I think it's always existed for the most part over the last 20 years or so because of Calipari, because they were so good at basketball. It's really existed in basketball because you're an SEC football fan of whatever team the school you went to or the one that you honor, but you're a Memphis basketball fan because, there's not a close basketball team. And of course you didn't have the Grizzlies for so many years up until 2000. So maybe you grew up a Memphis Tigers basketball fan, but I do get the sense that that's changing. And that I think is all due to the on the court and the recruiting and the enthusiasm for the basketball team. But that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah. For the longest time, the Memphis Tiger basketball team was the pro team in town.
Right.
It was the pro franchise. And so, a lot of people grew up obviously pulling for it in a way that is, I do think, is like now you go to games, and someone was just telling me the other day, commenting to me the other day, that a lot of those fans are getting older.
Yeah.
And the other thing about University of Memphis is if you think about the really rich boosters,
mm-hmm.
most of them tend to be like older, the
older
people
dudes.
who are underwriting all this.
You're right.
If you go to the games,
you see it.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's not just in the rank and file,
right.
the blue hairs as they're called. Mm-hmm. It's also like truly like who is and maybe there is, but who is the 42-year-old
right.
Memphis booster that gives tens of millions of dollars? I mean, you have lots.
Yeah,
of
who's the rich millennial
boosters.
That's donating? Right.
Who is? I mean, we know we have Fred Smith, and we
yep.
know we have Brad Martin, and we know there's like lots of
mm-hmm.
And Alan Graf and whatever else, but. Alaraca, there's like we can kick off the names
yeah.
of the people who've been supportive,
yeah.
but there's not many who are in their 30s and 40s, and I do think that's something that the University of Memphis is going to have to cultivate.
Well, and I think that the football enthusiasm has really been good for just the school in general because, you know, like you said, there were years where they had talked about getting rid of football. So we've like come full. The last 5 years in Memphis football is remarkable, which is why I think these columns you've written in the last couple of days have been so exciting. We're talking to Jeff Calkins from the Commercial Appeal from the Jeff Calkins Show here, 9 to 11 weekdays. And Jeff, I want to talk about Jackson Dillon now because this column you wrote on Jackson Dillon is, I don't think I've ever, I'm being honest with you, I've never read about a college player the way the things you wrote about Jackson Dillon. What I mean by that is, I mean, he was all out there talking about like pain med, borderline addiction, and drinking too much while watching games, sitting out last year. I mean, have you ever done a college football interview with a Memphis player like that?
No, I two things I want to say. One is I think that the fact that Mike Norvell has this sort of open media policy,
right.
where the media isn't the enemy, where it's and I don't even, this is not I'm not talking or referring to Tubby. I'm really referring across the board to coaches who do it differently. Most
mm-hmm.
do it differently, wildly differently. But because he has this sort of policy where he just welcomes you getting to know his assistants. He welcomes you getting to know the players. He wants you to get to know the players because he wants you to tell the players stories because he thinks mm-hmm. if you tell the players stories, they will it'll connect better to the community and more people will come out. And it's just unbelievably refreshing. And it is, and he's not scared of his players. He's proud of his players. So, if you want to talk to one of his players, he is thrilled to have his players talk to you because he knows his players will say, as Riley Ferguson did to me yesterday,
yeah.
this is the most fun I've ever had in my life. Like,
wow.
I've never enjoyed anything more than being the quarterback in Memphis. And mm-hmm. by and large, you go right down the roster, you talk to him. It's a fun football program, not just to pull for, but to be a part of right now. And
mm-hmm.
so, he knows that. He's confident in that. He understands that. And he understands how that powerful that is in terms of connecting to the community. So a perfect example of it, Ben, is Jackson Dillon, who is like, he is one of the great talkers anyway. I did
yeah.
a column on him 2 years ago where he was telling me about growing up in Ringing, Oklahoma, which is a tiny little town in Oklahoma, and the whole the lead of the column was all about hog hunting and
right.
like he's just a different
the truck
dude,
blows
right?
smoke Broncos
so that was 2 years ago this hog hunting column
yeah.
I did, and that was when he was on top of the world. It looked like he was going to be an All-American type of player. He was just coming off the game against BYU where he mm-hmm. had 11 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for losses. And then something happened. He kind of disappeared. He got hurt and whatever. And typically, you do a column on someone or a story on someone who misses a season with injury, and at some point in the story, it will always – or you'll hear that, so what was it like? Must have been really hard for you to watch your teammates and not be able to play.
Right.
Like that's the cliche
sure.
thing in an injury story, right?
Yeah,
how
every
hard
time.
Was it for you to watch
yeah.
and not play? Mark Gasol misses. How hard, Mark?
It's hard to watch all those players while I'm sitting out. Yeah.
All of you.
Right.
I couldn't do anything. Yet.
Sure.
It's totally
cliche.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, whereas with Jackson,
this is great.
Because he is so unbelievably honest, he doesn't just say that. He
no.
talks about how hard it was. And
drinking while watching the games, Jeff.
Well, he didn't
he said, I drank too
while.
Much while watching games.
He didn't say while. I don't think the word while
oh, okay.
was in there.
All right.
But
while sitting out, I guess.
What he said was,
yeah. Yeah.
is that he really struggled with depression, and he struggled with putting things in his body that shouldn't have been in his body, and he struggled with pain pills. He started to rely on them too much. There came a time where he was sort of out of control. He remembers looking in the mirror and noticing like his face didn't have color, and he just decided that that was not the person that he wanted to be. And he talks about regaining his self-respect and making a decision about the kind of person he wants to be and the kind of player he wants to be. And so he's coming back, and this is his final year. And it's interesting because he's explicit about this. Once upon a time, people talked about Jackson Dillon as being a NFL prospect. And he says, listen, I don't think I'm an NFL prospect, and that's not why I'm doing this.
Right.
He's a different dude.
He dismisses that, yes.
He wants to work in oil fields.
Yeah.
He wants to raise bulls, bucking bulls that will be in the rodeo. He wants to have a trucking company. He has big dreams. Right. His big dreams are not playing for the Baltimore Ravens. There are other kind of dreams. And he said, so he came back to play for his coaches and to play for his teammates. And he said, I don't give a F if I start or if I, like, I just want to finish the job and regain my sense of self and self-respect. And he said when he took all that pressure on himself, he's actually playing better than ever. So it is a remarkable, like, the quotes, the column basically is me just kind of get out of the way and let him talk. Because he is unbelievable in his and he talks about, he's so excited. You get him, like, he's so excited about this truck he just bought, this Dodge truck that spits black smoke, and he says can pull a building, and it's just how he's wired. And to me, it makes you want to root for him.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes you want to root for him. But again, that goes back to Mike Norvell and his willingness to let people tell his enthusiasm for people telling their stories. And realizing that it's a good thing to connect to the individuals on this football team. And Jackson Dillon is truly one of the great quotes that I have ever covered in my life.
I would say so. Yeah, we're talking to Jeff Calkins. One more question before I let you go, because I do see some similarities on the offensive side between him and Ferguson. And what I mean by this is it's sort of this. Sort of like his was a story of he didn't leave the university, but he had this sort of reclamation project and this time he had to go through, and then he's back on it this year. For Ferguson, he went to Coffeyville Community College after going to Tennessee, and then he was working a real job, and now he's in year two and possibly an NFL player. I mean, it's just remarkable that those two stories.
Well, and I think it's why Riley Ferguson is so. Hey, he's ecstatic for two reasons. He's ecstatic because he looks around and he looks at the weapons around him.
Yeah.
And he's got his 1,400-yard receiver back. And he's got, like, everywhere. As he described it, he said it's like he's playing neighborhood football. He's got the best kids in the neighborhood. So he's happy for that. But the other reason he's really happy is you're exactly right. He's a guy who was highly recruited, went to the University of Tennessee, had that moment of immaturity. Mm-hmm. I think he would tell you that he should not have walked out of Tennessee. He was a battle during spring practice to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily going to be him, but it might have been him. He was ahead of Josh Dobbs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he quit Tennessee. He left. He got a real job. He ended up going to junior college. And then when Mike Norvell was hired, the first thing he did was go meet with Riley Ferguson. And Riley Ferguson had this idea. Like, a lot of people said, man, I don't want to follow Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell do I follow Paxton Lynch?
What am I going to do with this? Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, no. Paxton Lynch has showed me the opportunity that at Memphis, if you come in here and you light it up, you will be noticed.
Yeah.
And so for him to come in, see the opportunity, recognize the opportunity, and then take advantage of the opportunity by the way, breaking Paxton Lynch's touchdown record. He had 36 touchdown passes last year, which Paxton Lynch never did. Is remarkable. And now he's back and he's pumped and he's ready to go for a new year. And he's not right now. If you look at the list of, the top six or seven draft prospects right now, he's not there, but by the end of the year, he might well be. And I think he's unbelievably good, mostly because I think he's incredibly accurate. So you're right. He has a good personal story as well. Anthony Miller, walk-on, whatever, 1,400 yards, all this. Like, he's got a great personal story.
Yep.
And the whole team is filled with it. As I said this morning, I think the biggest difference with this team and the other teams that have been really anticipated over the years there was the Paxton Lynch team, and there was the D'Angelo Williams team. Those are the ones that sort of people were most excited about previously coming back. And the difference is that those teams felt like teams that were had one superstar who was elevating the team above what it really was, right?
Like, one dude,
carried
right.
by Paxton, right. we could be carried by D'Angelo, yep. and they will lift us to be some. This team,
it's a good group. It's got a group.
There's just a bunch of them.
Yep.
Like there's a bunch of them. Yeah, they need Riley Ferguson.
Yeah.
He is the most important player.
Yeah,
because he plays quarterback. But this is not. This is a very different team than those teams because it feels like there's a lot of studs on this team, and there's a lot better depth on this team, and it's why I think it might be in many ways the best Memphis football team. I think it is. I think at least at the start of the season, on paper, it appears to be the best Memphis football team I've ever covered.
Looking forward to more coverage at commercialappeal.com. Really good columns, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, good work. August 31st, Louisiana Monroe. We're 34 days out from Tiger football, and the enthusiasm for the team is at an all-time high, it seems like. We'll be back. Dinner to Go is next, and we'll talk about what's on TV and what we're doing this weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can hear 92.9 anywhere in the region on 680 AM, Collierville, Arlington, Millington, Cordova, South Memphis, Midtown, Downtown. 680 AM plays 92.9 FM ESPN. Also broadcasting on your phone through our new app. Just search WMFS. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Find new roads. Jim Karras Chevrolet out of 2000 Covenant Pike. On the web, jimkarrasmemphis.com. Family owned and operated since 1949. Open 6 days a week every day except Sunday. And nobody in the entire Mid-South has a larger inventory of new Chevrolets than Jim Karras Chevrolet. That's a fact. And to back it up, I got Matt McKean here right now. Matt, it's Gary. How you doing, buddy?
Gary, I'm doing well, man. How's your day going?
Everything's all right. What's happening out of 2000 Covenant Pike?
Well, man, obviously, you know, everybody knows that Chevrolet's J.D. Power's most dependable vehicle 2 years running. We just got in the new 2018 Traverse, which is something that your listeners and anybody that's in the market for an SUV definitely needs to come and check out. But on top of that, we also got Malibus as low as 19.9, and we've got Cruises as low as 16.9. So we just got a lot of good stuff going on all new Chevrolets.
That's out of Jim Karras Chevrolet, 2000 Covenant Pike. Remember, 0% financing is available. You want to get in touch with Matt or Ben or anybody else, 387-2000 is the number, 387-2000, pre-owned vehicles as well. You can shop on the web, jimkarrasmemphis.com. Find new roads out at 2000 Covenant Pike. Matt, thanks so much, buddy.
Gary, thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Cooper Systems is having a sales tax holiday super sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Buy any computer or computer bundle for up to $1,500 and pay no sales tax. That's right, no sales tax. If you take advantage of no sales tax this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Cooper Systems. And to make the deal sweeter, Cooper Systems has slashed prices on everything in the store. For example, an Apple MacBook Pro with Core i5 and 4 GB memory, 500 gig hard drive, DVD burners, only $6.99 and no sales tax. A quad core Hewlett Packard notebook with 4 GB of memory, 500 gig hard drive, webcam, and DVD burners, only $3.99 and no sales tax. And yes, Cooper Systems has plenty of lower priced PCs and notebooks from $199 to $499 and no sales tax. Prices have been slashed on everything in the store, including the Apple MacBook Air, and you pay no sales tax. So hurry into Cooper Systems and you'll save a bundle. Cooper Systems in the Mount Mariah Office Park, or call 360-9679 to save a bundle and pay no sales tax. See store for details on tax holiday.
I'd love to tell you we live in the safest city in America, but that's untrue, and it's why you'd be smart to create the safest home environment you can create. And the best way to do it is with my friends at Security Solutions. Security Solutions is a locally owned business that specializes in residential and commercial smart security systems, but they also install home theaters, surround sound, energy management, home automation, access control, and many varieties of cameras and DVRs. Yes, financing is available, so give them a call, 755-1750. You can check them on the web at 901smarthomes.com. If you already have a security system and want to add cameras, SSI can add 4 cameras and a DVR for just $35 a month. And if you're a home builder or a contractor, SSI offers the best low-voltage pre-wire rates with kickbacks and commissions on any equipment upgrades that the buyer makes. So make the next home you build a smart home and do it with Security Solutions. 901-755-1750 on the web, 901smarthomes.com. SSI is licensed in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. License numbers 1140-1500-6256-1804.
Do you have persistent knee pain? Is knee pain affecting your daily life? You may have an option. Medical researchers are evaluating an investigational device for people who still have knee pain following meniscus surgery. You will receive treatment from an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in sports medicine. your physician will monitor your treatment at regular follow-up visits using advanced diagnostic techniques. If you were 30 to 75 years of age, have had meniscus surgery over 6 months ago, and still have knee pain, you may qualify. Please visit meniscus-trial.com for more information and to find out if you qualify for this clinical research opportunity. Limited space is available, so please visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860. We are enrolling participants now at a medical facility near you. Visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860.
When it comes to cutting-edge agriculture, New Holland offers today's farmers the widest choice of equipment to improve efficiency and productivity. And the Mid-South's New Holland headquarters is Twin Hills Equipment at 6012 Highway 72 in Vidalia. The staff at Twin Hills Equipment has over 75 years of experience helping Mid-South farmers grow better. They're conveniently located on Highway 72 with easy access from 385. They are your closest New Holland dealer. Twin Hills Equipment. Call 662-851-2070.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger. With low prices and delicious choices. Plus personalized coupons and click lists to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere. So you get more for less at Kroger.
Red, white, or black seedless grapes are 99 cents a pound. And select Heritage Farm chicken is 88 cents a pound. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thank you so much to Raleigh Tire and Auto for providing Gary Parish for us today. They presented him live from Las Vegas. Also, thanks to Dan Wolken from USA Today and Jeff Coggins, who wrote so spectacularly about our Tiger football team and all the enthusiasm there. It's Brad Carson, and let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, I kind of told a story of redemption there at the beginning and told you about one of my favorite movies and maybe kind of made a comparison to how Hugh Freeze has a chance for that same redemption. We learned that LeVar Ball keeps carrying on in high school games and even had a referee removed from an Adidas game. We also learned about Memphis football. I mean, it looks like we're going to have a good year.
What should I watch on TV?
TV tonight, it is Dateline NBC. Explores the stunning developments of the investigation following a young woman dead in Kentucky at a warehouse in which she worked. A man convicted, an unexpected revelation. Reporting, Josh Mankiewicz.
Ooh.
Like, is Keith Morrison alive? They don't even use Keith Morrison ever. So that is what's on TV tonight.
What's on tap next week?
Next week, we will talk a little bit about Gary's trip to Vegas. Of course, I'm sure more Ole Miss developments. We'll talk about the football opening of camp and more. And Gary returns from his reporting in Las Vegas Monday at 4 o'clock. So we look forward to that. We look forward to Jeff at 9. And we look forward to tomorrow morning, Dari and Mel will talk SEC football as well. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Use your back-to-school shopping time. And, Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it,
you.
Brother. Well done today. That's going to do it for me, Brad Carson. You guys take care and enjoy your weekend.
I've been telling you for a long time, years even, to get in touch with Josh Hysall. Thankfully, you guys are listening. Among them, Ray lived here in Memphis, right? Had a home, needed to sell it. So he listed it with Josh Hysall. Josh and Ray agreed on a price. Then Josh went to work. 5 days later, had multiple offers, sold the home. 5 days later, multiple offers, sold the home. How? With the 45-day guarantee. It's Josh's unique selling proposition. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes so fast and for more money than the average agent. Josh Hysall will sit down with you. He'll help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys will agree on a price. And if that home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make sense, he's going to let you out of the contract. You'll be free and clear. So, you're trying to sell a home? Call Josh Hysall, 461-8147. He's the only real estate agent I would use if I were trying to sell my home. 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Business keeps changing. Emerging technologies are bringing new opportunities and even bigger network challenges. And yesterday's networks weren't built to handle today's technology demands. When you need carrier-grade data and internet services for your business-critical applications, choose Comcast Business Enterprise Solutions, a new kind of network built for a new kind of business. With over 149,000 national fiber route miles and over 1 million Ethernet-enabled buildings, Comcast's enhanced fiber network provides the reliability and scalability that today's large, widely distributed enterprises demand. If you're still relying on last-gen technology, odds are your business is struggling to connect multiple locations or to support more cloud applications and mobile workers. Why run your modern enterprise on a last-gen network? A new kind of business needs a new kind of private network that's built for today and prepared for tomorrow. Visit business.comcast.com/enterprise to learn more today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hi, folks. Bob Berghammer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. Wait until the time is right to buy that new or used car or truck. Well, get rolling to Sunrise because your waiting's over. 800 new cars and trucks to choose from. Factory rebates high as $5,000. Immediate financing low as 0%. And a $5 million used car inventory with a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $49.95. Credit not so hot, it's okay. Sunrise has a financing plan for everyone. If you like saving money, it doesn't get any better than this partner, Sunrise. Get this building on Covington Pike, the good-looking one in Bartlett, and 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville.
Online at sunrisememphis.com.
What would you do with an extra $282 million in your pocket? Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Mega Millions today for your chance to win $282 million. The next drawing is tonight.
Enjoy a great day in the water with today's Perks Deal. Half off introductory scuba experiences at the dive shop. Learn to scuba solo or bring friends with you for your three-hour session in state-of-the-art facilities. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.